This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. And of course, the famous Monday Night Raw starts right after the show is over. Alec Medford. See, he was already.
Is that all he's thinking about today?
For sure.
Always thinking about that. Yeah.
See, there you go. All right. We're going to talk some more about the Texas Rangers. If you can go and give me cut number 9, there were great pitching performances all weekend, but I know for a lot of folks, Jack Leiter caught their attention.
One ball and two strikes. Leiter to Fry. Swing and a miss! Double digits! Jack Leiter with a career-high 10th strikeout as he walks off the mound with 7 shutout innings to his name.
Feels like easy to say the best appearance of Jack Leiter's young major league career. Also, I believe he didn't walk anybody.
That's fair.
If I recall correctly.
Yeah, that's a fair thing to say. He looked so confident, dude.
He did.
Like, he just looked. There's a difference when a pitcher has that type of confidence. They just, as the pitch has been released, there's a difference in their body language. And I'm sure Mike can, like, attest to that. You know when you got somebody. And whenever he's got his, you know, 97, 98 mile an hour heater and just blasts it right past somebody, but he's also just destroying their souls with his changeup, you're like, he had everything rolling for him. And I don't know. Here's the good question. I like that we're able to ask this question. Did he figure it out? Has he now, because he's had some good games this year. He's had some really good games this year. And I'm wondering, okay, does he finally have confidence in a good sequencing that he's working with? Does he have confidence that his pitches, he now knows what he can beat people with and what he can't beat people with? Or was that just one of those games that sticks out in the regular season? I'm going to go with the way that it looks. We're going to continue to watch him grow and become that pitcher we hoped he could be.
Yeah. I look, and it was obviously a team effort. We'll talk about the offense in just a little bit, but Nathan Eovaldi, Jack Leiter, and Merrill Kelly, they all pitched at least 7 plus innings, giving up 4 fewer hits and 1 or fewer earned runs. And they did it back to back to back. That is the second time ever the Rangers have had that.
Okay. All right. Other time. Nolan Ryan, nope. Charlie Huff, and Kevin Grossman.
They
weren't pitching together at the same time. That would have been like a Roger Pavlik, Kevin Grossman group.
I was going to say, unfortunately, I'm so sorry. None of those is correct.
All right. CJ Wilson.
Nope.
Colby Lewis.
Nope. You're way too modern.
All right. Gaylord Perry.
That is correct.
Yes! All right. I'm in that era somewhere. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. So it was Gaylord Perry, Burt Blylevin, and Doc Ellis from September 21st to September 23rd, 1977. Now, that 1977 Rangers team was really, really good. They went 94-68, which I believe was the franchise record for most wins in a season until 99. So that record stood for over 20 years. You know what's wild? That team didn't even make the playoffs.
What?
Because remember, they had a very rigid playoff system. And if you didn't win your division, then you didn't make the playoffs. And guess what? They finished second in the AL West, so they didn't make the playoffs. By the way, that year they finished second by 8 games.
Really?
Think about it. They would have needed to win 102 or 103 games to make those playoffs. But my point is, this just shows yet again how incredible this pitching staff has been. And then you get the sweep. And so now you're back up to 500. You've won 4 of 5. You've won 3 in a row. You're going in to series that feel certainly very winnable. Mm-hmm. Though that's not to say the Rangers will win them because, well, you've watched this season. But nothing is ever as easy as it seems with this team. So Adolis Garcia, he came back. Yay! Hit a home run. Woohoo! All's right with the world. But then you find out that Marcus Semien has to go on the injured list. This is his first time on the injured list with the Rangers and the first time on the injured list in 8 years. And as soon as they make that move retroactive to August 22nd, you're thinking, okay, this is a deal where the second that time is up, he's ready to go. Then unfortunately, Evan Grant with the report yesterday that there was a variety of issues when he met with the specialist that didn't show up on the MRI. And 4 to 6 weeks is now the time frame. And it looks very well like he will not play the rest of the regular season. And that's what is so maddening about the Rangers. And I know they personally didn't do anything bad for this, but like at a time when you should be on a high, you accomplished something very, very rare pitching wise in franchise history and got a sweep. And then you're like maybe the heart and soul of this team or one of the heart and souls, because I think Adolis can fit that bill as well. Is out for the rest of the regular season.
Yeah, Michael Young is what I always compare him to.
I could see that.
Because the way that they answer questions is very similar. The way they carry themselves, you hear both managers, Ron Washington and Bruce Bochy, talk about them in the same way. And that is, they're grinding for 162 games a year. That's what they do. I wonder.
Bochy said Semien is one of the toughest players, if not the toughest he's ever had.
And that's where I ask this question. I wonder if because of that, that's why there are some more complications that we're not seen or aware of. Because he's so tough, for one, and he's not willing to come out of games because that's his identity. My identity is that I play baseball games and I'm here. I only have a short period of time to play all these games. I want to play as many as I can. And I wonder, because he's so tough, because of that mentality, if that, you know, maybe hindered him a little bit.
I think that is a very fair theory. We talked about this. That was one of the questions that we asked Boach was, do you have to be extra cautious with Marcus? Because he's going to be like, I'm good. And he goes, you really do. And I used to think the same way about Josh Hamilton. Is I could never begrudge him for the way he played baseball, because he played baseball like balls to the wall. I'm going to play as hard as conceivably possible. And sometimes he got dinged up. And I know some people are like, ooh, I'd love it if he changed. And I was like, you can't change him. Like, that's who he is as a person, as a baseball player and everything like that. So you're probably right, but I don't think I would want it any other way.
It's like Jaden Daniels whenever he ran into the
end zone. In the preseason game, yeah.
Why did you do that in a preseason game? And he goes, I wanted to score.
Yes.
Like, and that's how Josh Hamilton thought. I wanted to dive and catch that ball. Like, that's just the way that I'm wired.
Yeah, look. It's tough to argue against that. But now you find yourself sitting back in, I don't know, was this weekend a lateral move then? Which I know sounds crazy if you go 3-0, obviously. Hooray. But if I could tell you, like, let's go back to the start of this weekend.
Okay.
I say you go 3-0 and lose Marcus Semien, or you go 0-3 and he's fine. Like, Maybe you have to think about it for a little bit, but that just shows how tough the weekend was, that we're not just all celebration all the time with three straight wins over, as you said at the beginning of the show, Corey, a team that you need to move out of your way if you're going to make the wild card.
It is sad, though, Kevin, that starting the weekend, I think you had an 11.7% chance of being in the playoffs, and now you're at 11.
Oh,
even though you
see that to the point about, is this a weird net neutral weekend? And we need to have some fun with them. But how devastating of a weekend was it for Gavin Dawson?
What do you mean?
And the G-Bag Nation.
Dude, I don't think that this is a direct like
Jack thing. Leiter pitches awesome. Rowdy Tellez is hitting home runs. Man. Tough break for them.
Why is that a tough break? They want the Rangers to be good.
I know. I'm just kidding.
They love the Rangers. They want them to be good.
I am just kidding. Now, one of the things that goes along with all of this.
Unfortunate conversation one time.
That's right. And then they let it go. So the Rangers are 4.5 games. Oh, come on. They know. They know. The Rangers are 4.5 games back in the wild card, which is still like, that's a tough road ahead. But now you've cut it down to two teams again that you have to jump. Now, don't get it twisted. Cleveland is not far behind. Tampa Bay is not far behind.
Oh, it could be a fun race, dude. Absolutely. Like, this could be an absolute blast down the stretch, which baseball loves.
Sure. And you just hope you can clear those teams out of the way, because look at your schedule coming up. The Angels, you're already free and clear of them. The A's, you're already free and clear of them. So theoretically, you're going up against teams that, again, you should beat all the way up to the Houston series. We talked about how agitating that Arizona series was. Arizona is like, hey, we got rid of a whole bunch of people. We don't entirely know who we've got coming out, what we're going to do. And so hopefully, so
they were all trying hard, you know,
that is true.
Were all like, hey, I might have a job, so let's try hard.
It's just this Rangers team has played with our emotions so much, is that every time it's the reverse of Roddy Piper. Like, if you ever watched Roddy Piper back in the 80s, one of the really famous things that he said was, every time you think you have the answer, I change the question. It feels like the Rangers continually take a test with the same questions, but then the answer key changes. And so the Rangers are like, wait, I don't know what to do. And so I can't tell you they're going to go sweep the A's. They're going to sweep the Angels, because there is nothing in this season that should lead you with any confidence to believe that. But by God, if I'm not bought in because they beat Cleveland and I'm having all these wild dreams about a lengthy winning streak, and I should know better, but
and
I don't.
That's why I'm in the boat I'm in, Kevin, where I'm like, look, I can be happy for you, but I have given up, all right? I'll be honest. I'm sorry, guys. If y'all go on a tear, y'all can look at me and go, you dummy, what were you doing? I'm perfectly okay being there, but I'm hoping for the best. But Kevin, if you're going to stay in that place that you're at right now, I want you to go into that clubhouse. You kick that door open.
Oh.
All right. And I want you to say, hey, Boach, how's it going? And him go, hey, Kevin, how's it going? And then I want you to say, hey, I was talking about this Rowdy Roddy Piper quote.
Yeah.
But that quote's stupid.
Oh.
You guys don't need to worry about the answers anymore. Here's what y'all need to say to yourselves. Who do you think you are? I am. That's the one you should be rolling out there, Kevin. That quote. So they all know that they are.
Okay, so now the question becomes this.
And then you're going to get carried out by security.
Which quote do you like the best? Who do you think you are? I am.
I.
Every time they think they have the answer, I change the question. Or, I have come here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble
gum. Yeah, don't say that wrong, by the way.
Good Lord, dude. All right, so, man.
You don't want to kick bubble gum. It's going to stick to your shoe.
We had already told you about the release of Lyle Collins, but the Cowboys have also released Christian Mathieu, Nick Broeker, Josh Kelly, John Stevens Jr. That one might be of note for some people. Tyler Neville, Troy Pride, and Denzel Daxton.
Couple tight ends gone there.
Yes.
Interesting.
So, big day for Luke Schoonmaker.
You think?
I do.
Okay.
I know.
Are you on team Luke? Or have you been kind of like trying to figure out where he fits in this
thing? I'm on team I don't think he's going to get cut, but
you want to see more.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much that.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Just but. Yeah. No, in the shut up. In the context of that sentence, you know what? Shut up. I don't know how to get out of this. They release all of these people, and I just wanted to update you on that. And Corey's a jerk. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway with AM on the FM as well as NFL overreaction or reality.
We'll give it a Vaughn. Sweep left to the 10. Breaks a tackle 5. Turns right. And Deuce Vaughn dances into the end zone for the touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. And we are going to actually start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Right there with that particular player, overreaction or reality, you would be upset if the Cowboys kept Deuce Vaughn on the roster over Phil Maffa.
No, because I honestly haven't seen enough from Maffa to separate him from the pack. I haven't seen enough from Deuce to separate him from the pack either.
Okay.
I think if I read this correctly on Twitter earlier, Broadus may have been insinuating that Maffa has a bit of an injury that could put him in a situation where, you know, where he could be picked on the practice squad.
Yep.
So, like, that could, injured list. Yeah, that could be the case to allow for some things. But if Deuce Vaughn's on the team, he earned it, right?
Tell me more about that.
He better have earned it. Like, that's what Brian Schottenheimer's told us, is that you're earning, you're competing, you're fighting for these things. You're not just giving anything out here. I like Phil Maffa. I think he's got some great qualities that I like. He runs tough. Deuce Vaughn, I've always liked the shiftiness and the speed. Mm. But there was one thing missing, and that was proof of pass protection.
Okay.
But I do think he can get around the edge. I think he can get around corners sometimes. But, man, you saw it. You saw it a couple different times. When he gets close to the end zone, he's not a powerful runner. So he's not going to run through anybody to get to the end zone. He's going to get his yards by escaping people. Tony Pollard style. Remember, he said, I'm trying not to get hit.
Okay.
And that's going to be his style. Yeah, but no, I wouldn't be upset because in my mind, those guys went through it and they decided he earned that.
Okay. And now, Alex, same question to you. And this is an example I wanted to use of, this is not one of my opinions, but perhaps the rumblings are that this is the way it could go.
I'd say I'd be mildly upset. So reality, and the reason I say that is because
I fear that it's going to be a similar situation with Deuce that it was with the McCarthy staff, was that they're going to say, there are ways to use him. Like, we have ways to use him. There is a spot for him on this team. There is a role, but they're not actually going to show us that. They're not actually going to do it. Because they said that a lot last year. Like, no, he has a place. He has a job. We know creative ways to use him that could be successful. And then they barely ever put him out on the field.
Right.
With Maffa, I don't feel like you need special situations for him. I think he's a, oh, X running back needs a breather. Send him in. Or if you think maybe on second down, he gives you a different look. You know, I don't know. Like, I feel like you can just send him in more situations than we have special situations for this unique player.
I feel like Maffa would be a better to replace Javonte Williams.
Okay.
You know, in the lion's share of carries, like, he's going to get those. He might not be your home run hitter, but he's going to get your tough yards. Like, that's the hope. When you're talking about, Alex talking about the,
did you almost say a boot?
Maybe, I don't know. When he's talking about the special situations, don't you already have Jaden Blue for
special? Yes.
And also Kevontae Turpin for special situations. It feels like they have a lot of special situation guys and they don't need a bunch more.
I mean, unless this is the wackiest offense we've seen in some time.
Hey,
I would not hate.
No. I would take wacky.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. NFL overreaction or reality? The NFC East will finish like this. Philadelphia first, Washington second, Dallas third, the Giants fourth.
I can't say that, Kevin, because you have convinced me that the history of the NFC East will not change anytime soon.
Fact.
And therefore, Washington is going to win.
How would you go from there?
Don't make me do this.
Oh, it's happening.
Washington, Philadelphia, Dallas, New York, barely.
All right. Alec, overreaction or reality? We'll get back to your order in just a second. Philly, Washington, Dallas, Giants is how this division is going to shake out.
I'm going to say reality. I think they're going to go against the grain here. I think that the trend is going to stop. And I do think that the most loaded roster in the division is going to get it done in that regard. But I do think Washington has a really good chance. And, you know, maybe they have some good mojo on their side that they got the Terry McLaurin deal done today. Yep. And everybody's happy. Everything's perfect in Washington, D.C. Maybe everything is just so perfect that it goes their way. And maybe that offense is so dominant that they win some games that they probably shouldn't. You saw it happen last year. They won a game where they turned the ball over five times. You know, I think you could see something like that, but I think the safe bet is just to say that Philadelphia didn't have enough turnover on their roster for me to even think about them regressing in any kind of way, really.
Now, these are the top two betting odds. So number one, about 3-1 on your money, Philly, Washington, Dallas, Giants. Corey, yours that flips it, about 5-1 on your money if you get Washington, Philly, Cowboys and Giants. But the thing about that is, and why the numbers are so good, you have to get it exactly right. Like, you have to get 1, 2, 3, and 4 exactly
right. And all their records?
No, but the best odds with Dallas at the top, Dallas first, Philly second, Washington third, and the Giants fourth, 18-1 on your money if it goes down like that.
All right.
NFL overreaction or reality? Myles Garrett is the best non-quarterback in the league.
Okay, there are other... Yes, reality.
Okay. Alec?
Is he that much... Offense gets a lot of love.
For sure.
Is he that much better than Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, or am I just in love with offense?
Well, to your point, it's not just you. So ESPN put out their top 100. Myles Garrett is the only player in the top five who's not a quarterback. So it goes Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Garrett 3, Lamar Jackson 4, and Joe Burrow 5.
Okay. All right. Well, good for all them.
After that, Pat Surtain, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase.
Really, Surtain? I'm glad he's getting the respect he deserves. And that could have been a Cowboy.
Micah Parsons, 9. Chris Jones, 10.
Behind Surtain, huh?
Yes.
Interesting.
Would you rather have Patrick Surtain than Micah Parsons?
I mean, do we have Micah Parsons?
Oh, man, that is a good point.
Hopefully someday.
Overreaction or reality, Alec? Miles Garrett is the best non-quarterback in the NFL.
Remember, Corey, it's your highness now.
if you missed it earlier, that was Mickey Spagnuolo's terminology for him, and lots of people had lots of thoughts about that.
That was amazing. It's a fun question because I would, for fun, make the argument for Patrick Surtain because I think outside of quarterback, cornerback is the hardest position in the NFL to play. So I could make that, but I think Miles Garrett is one of the few true five-tool players in the NFL where he can beat the guy lining up in front of him in pretty much any of the ways that you're taught as a pass rusher. He can do it with finesse. He can do it with power. He can do it with speed. Like, he can beat the opposition in pretty much any way because he's so athletically gifted, which not everybody can get that, sure. You know? So I think he has certain things that other players just can't that go in his favor, and then he's got the IQ on top of it to make himself a true five-tool player. So I'd say that's a reality.
NFL overreaction or reality, there is no quarterback who is a better player than Joe Burrow. So I want to go back to an article, and I totally understand what he's getting at. I believe it was in The Athletic.
Okay.
Joe Burrow said, I'm not sure I would say anyone is playing the position better than I am right now. But you understand why he wasn't in the MVP conversation last year the way he should. Like, he put together an MVP season, but his defense is the drizzling S.
Which doesn't make sense.
And it's really weird from sport to sport how that's different.
Yeah.
Because in baseball, they don't really seem to care that much if your team is in the playoffs or not. Where football, that feels like maybe the number one prerequisite. Your team has to be top probably at least 3 or 4, and then you probably play quarterback on that team. So overreaction or reality, there is no better quarterback playing right now than Joe Burrow.
The way he played last year, yes.
I get it.
He's the level that he's played at since he came into the league has been fantastic as well. I mean, he got the Bengals to a Super Bowl, bro.
That is still pretty astonishing.
Like, who else does that?
Do you think Boomer Esiason did get him there. Do you think Joe Burrow's also sad that when he comes back to support his teammates, the Bengals are going to be like, hey, check the Radisson. They might have good reads.
Yeah, he's like, what are we doing here? We're not even paying Trey Hendrickson. I was trying to think. Baker had a really good season last year. Lamar Jackson was phenomenal last year, too. For what it was worth, too, I wonder if Joe Burrow's season would have been that good had they not been in the situation they were in defensively. Like, as he put up those numbers, if he doesn't have to pass to catch up in games at times. But the simple fact is he sees the game a certain way. He's delivering the ball beautifully, and he has some really good receivers to go along with it as well.
I think the reason I'm going to lean reality is because the team has been so bad. And he's been able to do some special things while under incredible pressure. Because remember, at the end of last season, there were some ways that they could have made something happen the way that they were putting up. It felt like 50 points a game.
Yeah.
They were in it more than they should have been in terms of a playoff hunt. So I think that the weight that he carries added something special when you watch the games because it felt like even when you knew this game is over, like he was doing everything he possibly could with the assets that were given to him to win that game. And there's no stat that will measure that. You just have to watch. You go back and watch last season. There was just a look in his face. There was a demeanor to him and the results were there. You know, it was incredible. It feels like those screenshots you see of baseball highlights where it's like Aaron Judge hits a, 500-foot home run to cut the deficit to 15. You know, like something like that. That was Joe Burrow every single game with how he was playing. He was just incredible.
Now, frequently we have questions grounded in reality in this segment. Are you ready for a complete and total nonsense question?
I am now.
We will take all salary cap implications out of consideration for
all
this.
All right.
Overreaction or reality, you would trade CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons for Jaden Daniels. So Micah's
overreaction.
Nine. Okay. Micah's nine on the list. CeeDee's 19 on the list. And Jaden Daniels is 24 on the list. And I know how much everyone says quarterback moves the needle above all else.
Yeah. I mean, no, listen, Jaden Daniels is fantastic. He did benefit from Kingsbury called some tremendous games last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
That combination of the two of them was perfect. He was fun to watch. But I love CeeDee Lamb. So I'm going to stick with that in that. Now, Micah, a little bit of a different situation just because of the position itself.
Right.
The frustrating thing for me is when he's on the field, do I feel like we can stop the run? And sometimes I say no. So that's just having seen times when teams are like, we're going to run his direction.
Right.
Or run away from him so he can't make an impact on this play. And just the two different ways that they can do that to keep him from being effective. CeeDee Lamb, though, it seems like he's just going to be effective because they can force it to him, or it can be effective because he's that kind of player. But I will say, having a top flight quarterback, you saw whenever Dak Prescott is at his best,
yeah,
his Cowboys team's record is better. And having a top flight quarterback makes a huge difference.
I would go overreaction.
Okay.
And the
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, I see where you're going with it, but for me, it's as simple as I would rather have two franchise players that have proven something year in and year out.
Than
a 1-year franchise player. I don't think Daniels is going to regress because, to Corey's point, I think that offense was perfect for him. I think that is a match made by the football gods themselves. That is just incredible what Cliff Kingsbury was able to do. Say, hey, he's really good at X, Y, and Z. How about we do that in the NFL? You know, it was as simple as that. And he even said it in the offseason leading into his rookie year. I'm just going to do the offense that he played really well in college. And it worked. But again, if he's done it for 3 years, I might listen on that conversation a little bit more. But two franchise players over 1 year of one franchise player, I'd take that.
Alec, you want one more?
Let's do one more.
All right, this one is more grounded in things happening today. Oh. NFL overreaction reality. You would rather have the 5th or 6th pick in your fantasy football draft than the 1st in a snake draft.
I had 6 this year.
Alex, did you have 1?
I had 7 and 3.
There were a couple of moments that the people that I was surrounded by were good at drafting. sometimes you get that dummy that doesn't know what he's doing before or after you, and so you know he's not going to take the person that you're going to want. I have, unfortunately, I was surrounded by two of the good ones this year. But I do like kind of being in that middle area because I can get whatever running back falls. You know, a lot of times a running back's just going to kind of fall in your lap. You don't have to stress about which one to take. You're just going to get the one that's left. And then you're kind of in that middle to get another, depending on how big your league is, another top 15, top 16 player because you're in that spot. I think, Kevin, sometimes being the last one is really good. But then whenever you get those two, now you got to wait a long time before you get to draft again, it feels.
Yeah. The 10 and 11 or 12 and 13, depending on what your league looks like. All right, Alec, I know you're a fantasy guru. Overreaction reality, you'd rather have like the fifth or sixth pick than the first.
The recency bias almost crept into my answer because I am jealous in both leagues that I'm in of the number one pick. Their team ended up being really, really nice.
Yeah, mine did too.
And I think it's because some of the people in the middle areas where I was in at least one league, they kind of screwed up and reached. So the guy who had the number one pick ended up getting some great value on some of those players. But I will say historically, yes, I'd rather be in the middle of the round because to Corey's point, you are going to get some great value because of one person.
Yeah.
One person getting overzealous about, oh, this guy, it's going to be the year that he puts it all together. Or I love this player so much, I'm going to take him instead. That helps you out more times than not. And I feel like I did pretty good in both of my leagues.
Okay, excellent. Thank you guys very much for participating in NFL overreaction or reality.
The 214, I accidentally auto-drafted in Blake Elliott's league, and it drafted me three quarterbacks somehow.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. You don't need three. You can only play one.
Hey, you don't know. This could be some sort of bold three quarterback league. In that case, you're doing great, buddy. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, you're going to hear an aspiring broadcaster's dreams get ruined in the course of about 5 seconds.
Oh, no.
We'll get to that here in just a little bit. Some of the best audio I heard this weekend in the world of baseball. But first, gentlemen, before we get to any of that, Jordan Schultz is back to reporting, as he does on Twitter. Sources say the Bengals have restarted talks with All-Pro defensive end Trey Hendrickson on a new deal. My understanding is the two sides have been exploring a more, quote, unique avenue to get something done. Giving Hendrickson more money this season while still letting his contract expire after the season has been discussed.
And so, because 'tis the season, right? Like, you've kind of hit the almost the breaking point in terms of, can I have you at full or almost full capacity when the regular season starts? And it is unfortunate that that's happening there. Terry McLaurin got done, and the Cowboys play before, obviously, either one of those teams, and it still feels like we're sitting here
waiting for that to be done so that we can get Micah.
I'm glad you jumped in, because I was about to say something else.
But
that was not radio-friendly.
Well, Kevin, we're waiting for all the leaves to fall. I know we haven't said it this year, but that's essentially what's happening, right?
What? Why?
Because they have to fall. Otherwise, you're going to have to rake them back up again.
Look, you can rake them up, and you're going to have to make another pass either way. If you ever rake leaves, let me know if there's ever been one single time you've made that pile and you're like, all right, I'm done.
And then a dog jumps in it. There was this old lady in my neighborhood, though. I would watch this lady every year. She would pick these leaves up by hand, and she would walk around with a stack of leaves in her hand every day. She just, if there was a leaf, I watched her once watched the leaf fall all the way to the ground, and then she immediately walked out and picked it up.
Hell yeah. I love that.
And she's she never had a leaf in her yard, though, ever.
Yeah.
She did that.
Didn't sound like she knew anybody either.
I'm sorry.
There were times when I was like, get a life.
God.
But that was her. That was her life.
That. All right. Thanks for the info, Corey. Mm-hmm. Now I know that your neighborhood is a true party. 877-881-1053 for the question of the day, gentlemen. I'm going to ask you a unique question. You could go a lot of different ways with this, and I want to know what the first thing that comes to mind is. You can mute one sound in the world forever. Which one do you pick? Twitch and YouTube available for you as well.
One sound forever. Hmm. So you're saying like Jim Rome or
Colin Cowherd?
You can pick the sound of their voice. Oh, it's a sound.
I'm picking Jim Rome then.
Hey, clones. Remember when I used to matter 20 years ago?
Jeez.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm muting the sound of my son whistling. My son, I whistle loud, okay? I'm good at whistling. Proud of it, too. I whistle loud, but I don't walk around our house whistling. And this kid, for whatever reason, and I'm sorry if that was your grandmother that was picking up those leaves. I wasn't making fun of her. I thought she was amazing. Well. And tidy. But my son will whistle, and I can hear it all over the house. And it sounds like it's the only thing that echoes in our house. Not going to echo, all right? Not going to echo. But when he starts, I can't even whistle now.
I thought you just said you were great at whistling.
I think you're hypocritical.
When he starts whistling, it just drives me nuts. And that's the one thing that I wish I could mute is just him. That or whenever my daughter says her iPad doesn't work. It works. You just got to plug it in.
I love that.
For the 214, I have lots of questions about this one. Because right before it's 707, kids or babies crying. I get that.
There we go. Sorry.
From the 214, I hate wet mouth people.
What does that mean?
What is wet mouth people?
I need you to follow up.
And what are dry mouth people at that point? Have you ever seen?
Dry mouth people the one that are like.
Bill Parcells, I thought, was a dry mouth person. You know, the way he would like lick his teeth in the middle of conversation and then he was always chewing on ice. You're like, dude. From the 972, Corey needs more tables to dampen the noise. No, I think the tables might be part of the problem.
What? How?
Is that backed by physics?
Reflecting sound.
Oh,
Kevin, yes, physics. Hard surfaces reflect sound. Soft surfaces absorb sound.
So if you just put like some loaves of bread on those tables.
Sure. Loaves of bread is exactly
what suck up that sound.
So yes, lay some pancakes out there.
Yeah.
That's how you solve oil spills.
I'd be like, why don't you pancake your ass back to your room?
All right. Thanks for that. I do see from the 469, I wish I could mute Corey trying to whistle.
Yeah, no, I didn't do a successful job there. And I have lots of whistling options.
From the 469, this is kind of specific, and I don't know if I understand. People who chew on invisible gum.
Yes. I will make an admission right here and right now.
Is that a thing?
I have been a person who has chewed on invisible gum. I don't know why. I think it's like a weird nervous tick when I just don't really know what to do or say with somebody. And you'll like, because then it feels like you're at least doing something. Hey, I'm not talking to you, but I'm chewing gum over here. So I'm like busy doing my own thing. That's the best I can think of.
Are you the kind of person that will answer a fake phone call to avoid conversation?
I've absolutely done that.
Oh, yeah. I've done it too.
Absolutely. And then I'll pretend to have the start of that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the genius of your cell phone now versus like your old landline where it would be like, boop, boop, boop. We're sorry. Please hang up. And you're busted. Mm-hmm. Now you can't see my cell phone. I could be talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you have one of those privacy screen protectors on there where you can't see it from certain angles. Because some people, like if you leave the phone on and you don't have an active phone call going, people will just see he's on his home screen. He's not fooling anybody.
By the way, lots of people had answers to what a wet mouth person was.
All right.
The 972, you you see saliva on the corner of their mouth when they talk. I had a teacher from the 940 in high school that had a spit bubble formed at the front of his lips when he talked from the 469. Those French bulldog looking people who got all that moisture happening around their mouth. I had no idea. And then for the 972, it means your juicy mouth didn't have extra spit.
I don't like that.
But you should mark it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Damn it.
I don't like it when you say it. How about that? From the 325 cicadas, that's a great one.
Mm. No.
Especially this time of the year.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That is the sound of my childhood, okay? Actually, Adrian and I were just discussing this on Friday. We were standing outside of Dos Equis Pavilion. The cicadas were going insane. Mm. And we just looked at each other and we were like, it feels like summer, right? You know, because that's the sound of summer right there. Yes.
No, I had, what was this? Maybe in June? No, it was July because it was after the All-Star game. My buddy Michael pulls up to my house and we were just chatting outside. And like he's in the middle of a sentence and all the cicadas in my tree start going nuts. And he just stops and just stares into my tree and goes, really?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it happens a lot. That's why I usually have conversations indoors, you know? Or like in a car because it gets loud out here. And then the dude down the street with the motorcycle.
I'm sorry, pause. Pause.
I usually talk in my
car. Can we go back to Alec going, that's why I usually have conversations indoors or in my car. I just love the way you said that.
And also he did get that his car from Platinum Chevy, so it makes a lot of sense.
I spent a lot of time in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh. Probably I feel like the 214 might be onto me. Is AM on the FM just bait to get you guys to contribute to Masterpiece of the Week?
Oh, is it?
I choose not to answer. Back to the question
it
of the day.
Expert level baiting, if you will. Hmm.
Gob.
What, yeah. What else would you call that, Corey?
Stop
anyways.
It. Superior you baiting. Stop it.
Back to the question of the day. You can mute one sound in the world forever. Which one do you pick? 877-881-1053.
Oh, can I add one? I'm sorry.
Please do.
Anytime paper is scratched with fingernails or makes that kind of sound is the worst for me. Stop it! Stop that right now! Look.
My bad.
Yeah, okay. Dude, just even thinking about it.
I just didn't really understand.
It does.
I have a sound that this kid broadcaster might want to mute forever in his memory. This is from the Mariners TV broadcast over the weekend playing the Athletics. And they did a thing where they had a kid named Russell come into the booth and do play-by-play for an at-bat. His first ever at-bat doing play-by-play did not go so well, thanks to Jacob Wilson. And just listen to his response.
And pitch. Hit out into left field. Ah!
It's a home run.
Russell, what are we doing?
Why?
You can think of it as being very lucky or
what
very
is
unlucky.
Going on around here, Russell?
Man. It's just sad.
It's just sad. He doesn't even say that it's a home run or anything, but this goes into the left field bullpen.
And he did say pitch, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he said pitch. I thought the same thing.
And he was trying to be professional. He was setting it up. He gave the count before it, everything, and the pitch. And Jacob Wilson pimps it into the bullpen. And I think the dream of broadcasting for the Mariners might be dead for young Russell. And that was just so sad to hear. And it was just silence after that. I would have gave the full minute of the play-by-play, but he just sat there in pure sad silence after and didn't want to do play-by-play anymore. So Jacob Wilson, the young phenom for the Athletics, ruining dreams out here.
That is the given that moment as a broadcaster where you have to remember you're not a fan of that right then.
Yeah.
You have to keep saying some words, but I think that you hear it a lot of times. The broadcasters are just like, hey, I care about these teams. I feel this way. You feel that way at home while you're listening to this probably. So this is how we all feel.
I don't think I would hate it, though, if one time Jared goes, oh, man, and then just refused to call like the next batter because he was just really upset.
When he comes back and he goes, what the crap was that?
Yes. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. Time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
A hilarious moment in police chase history. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.